Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. What's been the biggest challenge that the two of you have faced in your relationship, and what have you done to overcome it?
The biggest challenge. I mean, I would have to say, when I was in my early 20s, it was actually right after we got married, like almost immediately after we got married, I started having some health issues, specific to chronic migraine. So I came out of college, we got married 3 weeks out of college, and I came out of college just super ambitious, career driven, excited to be starting my job at a book publishing company. And, but I had also secretly struggled with birth control, to be specific, and, decided that with marriage, we would come off of it. And coming off of it spiraled me into what ended up being 2.5 years straight of chronic migraine. They call it chronic migrainosis, which means you don't have relief. You just constantly have a headache. And so I had dealt with headaches here and there, like through my teenage years and stuff, but it just was a whole new level of issue. And it just happened to be like right as we had just started our marriage. So I think, when I look back, that was such a hard time because it was such a dark time. Like it should have been this like newlywed phase and this sort of honeymoon phase. And instead it was Friday night, date nights to the urgent care to get narcotic injections. So that I could live, and not be in pain. And so I think that was probably our biggest life struggle so far was, was just having to navigate new jobs, new marriage, this stupid headache that wouldn't go away. Right. And me going to multiple doctor's visits and trying to just navigate that health journey, I think has probably been, I would have to say, the biggest struggle so far. But of course, adopting our children was, I mean, another struggle. I mean, there's so many. I think that was probably, looking back, a very dark time for me personally and a very challenging time for our relationship coming right out of the gate.
Right. Yeah, I think you expect everything to be rainbows and butterflies, and it just wasn't. I think she would come home at the end of the day and just be spent because she used all of her energy, all of her focus just to get through the workday. And I think it took a lot on both of us just to figure out, how do we get through this? And how do we move through this and get on to the next phase?
Right.
What are some ways that you did? What are some ways that you did move through it? How did you handle some of those moments?
Well, I think, you know, anyone who deals with chronic pain, it's really hard to put anything else above it when you're, especially like for me, I always say when it's a headache, it takes your focus. So, you know, I think first of all, I mean, he was always there. So, you know, he was there for almost every doctor's appointment, procedures, anything that I had done, he was there for. And, I remember feeling this sense of guilt, like through that phase of just thinking like, we should be out on a Friday night date night tonight. We shouldn't be going to the urgent care. Like, we shouldn't be, you know, skipping the football game this weekend because I can't get off the couch. Like, I remember feeling so much guilt, and for him to always be like, it's okay. Like, we'll figure it out, you know? And so for him to just be there and be supportive, I think was the biggest thing. And we did navigate it. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, I remember telling him multiple times, like, you know, I think a lot of people would have maybe given up because I just kept being met with doctors who didn't know. Like, I was considered a Mayo Clinic case of migraine, and people wanted to send me to all these big time, like, places like that. And I remember telling him like, no, this is figure outable. Like, it's figure outable. We need to figure it out. And so just having him be there to listen, he knows more about women's hormone health now than probably most men. Because we started to realize like what my triggers were and what was actually happening thanks to functional medicine. And so to have him come alongside me on that journey and to be willing to listen and help me figure it out, and was huge for me, for sure.
And I would say, I think that's probably one area that I've probably struggled with at the beginning, is trying to understand, like, you know, I mean, I get a headache and I pop some Advil or Tylenol and it's gone and 45 minutes most likely, whereas she dealt with it over and over and over, and you're going through your head like, I really want to support you, but it's this headache thing, and then eventually you're just like, okay, I'm here.
Like, let's figure it out.
We're going to get through this together. I want to try to understand your pain. What can I do to help you figure this out?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I appreciate hearing so much that you were that pillar of support and strength, and you were telling her, I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And there's so much safety in that because, like you said, Jenny, there's a lot of guilt, you know, day after day when you have debilitating pain, it's hard to even think about what's going to come next.
Yeah.
And so just knowing that you were in a safe space with him, that he provided that space, it's huge in your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and it was 2.5 years of struggle, and I kept feeling like I was up against experts, doctors, et cetera, who were telling me everything was fine. And so in a way it was more of a mental health battle, even though I was dealing with the physical pain. The mental health battle piece of it was the hardest part because it felt like people thought I was crazy, or, you know, what am I thinking? All my blood work is fine. Like, I'm normal, but, you know, people are thinking I'm making this up. And so to have him there to be like, no, like, I'm here. I understand you. I know you're in pain. Like, to have that pillar, like you said, that's a great word. To have that pillar of strength was crucial. And then when we did come through it, he's been like my number one fan when it comes to like, now we need to share it, you know, like, you came through it, but that doesn't mean that other women are coming through it. So let's help other women with it.
How about you, Chris? What about you? Would you have something different that you would say was a very large challenge in your relationship? Or are you agreeing with Jenny that was probably the mountain, the hurdle?
I think that was probably the main mountain. I think when we sat down and decided to go through the adoption process, I think that was also a challenging time for us as well. It was always something that we had on our hearts that we wanted to do. And to be honest, we sat with the paperwork all filled out for, I don't even know, 6 to 8 months. And before we kind of got coaxed
I guess you could say God sort of intervened and put a child in our lap is what I like to say. We always knew that we wanted to adopt. Mm-hmm. I was adopted at birth. And it was something that even in our early marital counseling, we were like, no, we want to potentially have children by, you know, biologically, but we also would like to adopt. And so then when we figured out that my migraines were hormonally triggered, it started to explain a lot of other issues. It started to explain some infertility that we were experiencing. It started to explain a lot more. And so we did work with, I would say that was probably the most challenging, was working with fertility specialists. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that is such a journey. Again, a mental health journey for women, I know, especially, but for both. And, you know, to sit down with fertility specialists and to go through all the stress there, right? Like the financial stress of something like in vitro or just helping with conceiving, and also just the physical stress too. So the physical stress on the woman. And so I remember coming out of an appointment one time, and I was internally, you talk about the stories we tell ourselves, right? Like the story in my head was, I've got to get my body together. Like, I've got to get this figured out so that we can have a baby. And, turns out like that was not the story in his head. Like the story in his head was very much like, why are we doing this? Right. Like, we've talked about always wanting to adopt. Like, why would you go through that? Yep. And so the fact that we were able to be openly communicative about that, mm-hmm. and to say, like, I remember coming out of that appointment, like we did several things, with the fertility specialist, but when it got to the point of in vitro, we came out of the appointment and looked at each other and said, no, like for us, this was no, because we didn't want to put my migraines back at mm-hmm. risk. And he was the one that brought it up. He's like, we're not doing this. He's like, we've always wanted to adopt, and we're not going to put your body through this. So, and then it was just, I mean, I think that ended our hard time in a way, because it was like, there was so much stress about how we were going to have a family that when we just made that decision, everything became so clear that it was like, okay, like this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so, like he said, we sat on paperwork for, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, and then just randomly were connected through a mutual friend through social media out of the blue, and became Ellery's parents. Yep. So that's a story in itself, but
I love that. I want to unpack that with you someday, because I think that's a whole nother great area of discussion. So,
I think I felt like we just had gone through this really dark time with our migraines and stuff like that. And then we entered this kind of infertility world and kind of progressed through it all. And we got to, like Jenny said, right before the in vitro part, and She was like, this could literally send my migraines back into the dumpster. And right. I was like, we do not need to do this. It's not worth it. We've already conquered that battle. We don't need to go revisit it.
Yeah. So to have the support through that was huge, but I agree. That was another infertility struggle for any couple listening is such a battle. So that was definitely a hard time as well.
I think we have one last question.
Yeah. I want to know. So what is the one thing that your spouse does for you that just lights you up, that just makes your day and puts the biggest smile on your face? And you can't say this, this, and this. So I want to hear at least just one specific thing that they do. And so Jenny, we'll see if you want to start with this one. What's the one thing that Chris does for you?
This is easy for me because, especially since he's been working with me from home and he's no longer teaching, he willingly and voluntarily wakes up with our children every morning, bright and early. So we have two early birds that are up usually by 6 o'clock in the morning, and I am very much not an early bird. And so he just, I would say 95% of the time he's up, he's making coffee, he's making breakfast for the girls. He handles all of the cleanup and everything in the morning, which just sets me on fire. Like I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, oh, like I don't have to do it. And, of course then I do it for dinner. And so it's a trade-off, but it's like one of those things where it just makes me so happy because he knows how much I despise mornings, and, he takes it over and it makes me so happy.
That's great. How about you, Chris? What's the one?
I think I'm going to be a little sappy here. A good, genuine hug and kiss. I think that's, you know, just that really warm embrace really kind of sets it up for me.
We had one couple say a proper hug and kiss.
A proper smooch.
A proper smooch.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I can't disagree with those things. Those are fun.
Good. All great stuff. Thank you both so much. This has been a lot of fun. We've enjoyed our time with you and have actually gleaned some really good stuff for our listeners. So
thanks for taking the time and spending with us and being open and vulnerable and sharing. And we look forward to sharing this with all of our audience. So our hats off to you.
It's been fun.
Yeah. For sure. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Well, take care, guys.
Talk to you soon, guys. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.